When our guest Academy Award-winning actor Jimmy Stewart opened on Broadway this week, one critic said, "He may very well be our finest actor." And all of the critics agreed that his performance as Elwood P. Dowd, friend and companion of the invisible Rabbit Harvey, is gentle, genial, lovable. Now, Jimmy, you starred in Harvey on Broadway once before and also in the movie version. What is there about the play that made you want to do it again?
Well, I think I've always loved the play, and I think, and this isn't only my opinion, I think it's a beautifully constructed play. And when I did it before, I didn't think I was right for it, and I didn't think I did the part. I think I approached the part wrong. And I just sort of secretly have wanted to do it ever since. And I'm awful glad I had this chance, especially when Helen Hayes
did it with me. She's great. Jimmy Stewart, do you have any offstage pets? Are you an animal lover?
Yes. I think I started being a real animal lover when I married Gloria. We've had wall-to-wall dogs in our house ever since. We even have a bush baby, which Gloria and the twin girls brought home from Africa six years ago.
What's a bush baby?
Well, a bush baby is the sort of the scientific name for it is a galega. It's actually before the monkey. It's a tiny little thing with great big eyes, sort of has a head a little like a bear and a long tail and big sort of kangaroo-like hind legs and can jump 15, 20 feet and is a nocturnal animal, sleeps all day, jumps around all night, an ideal pet.
A lot of laughs in your house there.
Yeah, a lot of laughs. But everybody, when they brought it home, everybody said, "Well, I think it's terrible that you take this beautiful little animal out of the jungle and he'll die immediately." That was 6.5 years ago. I built a big cage so he could jump. I think he's going to outlive us all.
What does he eat?
Pablum. And
you're putting me on, aren't you?
No, I catch moths for him, and he eats moths. He takes their wings off first. He doesn't like the wing.
I think Elwood P. Dowd has gotten a hold of you. Listen,
I have scout's honor.
Jimmy, you and your wife have been big game hunters, have you?
Yes, we've gone the whole circle, I think. We've hunted the tiger in India. We've hunted in Kenya 4 or 5 times. We've been back, and slowly we've gotten away from the hunting part, and now we go and take pictures of the animals. We've both become arch conservationists, and but by the same token, I wouldn't have missed the hunting experience.
But the idea of getting pictures of them can be just as exciting and as thrilling.
My theory on that is that it can be if you do the thing the same as you do when you hunt. In other words, when you hunt, you go into the animal's domain. You track him. You outsmart him to get close enough to him to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
Then the idea of having a record of that and then seeing the animal go off into his domain again is a tremendously thrilling thing.
Our guest here on Monitor has been a man who is a legend in his own lifetime. James Stewart, now starring on Broadway in a marvelous play called Harvey. Thank you, Jimmy.